Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is Twit.
Bandwidth for i5 for the iPhone is provided by CacheFly at CacheFly.com.
This episode of i5 for the iPhone is brought to you by Gazelle, the fast and simple way to sell your used gadgets. Find out where your used iPhone, iPad, and other Apple products are worth at Gazelle.com. Hello and welcome to another delightful episode of i5 for the iPhone, the show where we pick the best five iPhone apps, news, tips, and tricks and share them with you. I'm Sarah Lane, and today I thought, you know what we're going to do? Five apps. All five apps. Are you ready? Let's app it up. Number one. So photos, very important to me. I really like backing them up. So I've set up a system for myself. Works pretty well. Every time I upload a picture to Instagram, I save a copy of that picture to my Dropbox folder. How do I do this? Through a service called If This Then That, aka IFTTT, or IFT. It works like an application middleman. I can back up new contacts to a Google spreadsheet, for example, or I could share my YouTube favorites with my friends by posting them automatically to my Tumblr account. It's awesome. I've been using it for years. Now, IFT has an iPhone app to help you make even more connections between apps, or recipes, as IFT calls them. Just set up an application channel by logging into your account, and then you make a recipe. Or you choose from some of the more popular recipes that other people have already made and are using. If you see something you like in Feedly, but need to come back to it later, you could save it to Pocket at the same time and increase your reading options. See, I love that. I wouldn't even have thought of that, but that's really very helpful. IFT app is well designed, it's easy to use, and it makes linking your apps together as simple as can be. I've found that even if you can't think of how you want two services or devices to talk to each other, IFT has some great suggestions. Best of all, it's free, even though it's hard to say. IFT. Number two, if you're looking for a game that's one part beautiful, a few parts frustrating, and definitely all parts creepy, and you've got $5 to spare, you might want to try out Limbo. So here's sort of the deal. You're in a dark, swampy world, and you're trying to find, well, you don't actually really know what you're looking for. And at least for me, navigating takes a little getting used to. I mean, I couldn't even figure out how to keep walking straight for a few minutes because I'm bad at games. In fact, I should just admit that I had to look up a couple of walkthroughs online about how to get past certain obstacles in the very first level because I couldn't figure it out because I'm terrible at these kinds of games and I have very little patience when I get stuck. So once you get deep into the game enough, though, you run into scary spiders and creatures and things that want to impale you or crush you or snap you into the usual. Limbo's new to the App Store, but has been a game for about 3 years, available as a PC or a Mac game on the PlayStation 3, Xbox 360, or via Steam. So you might already be familiar with it, but it's new on iOS. And it only works with an iPhone 4S and higher. So if you're rocking an older iPhone, you're sadly out of luck. Otherwise, have at it. And let me know when you conquer the game because it's a little too frightening for me to stick with and finish. Number three. Yeah, it's been a hot minute since we talked about the latest and greatest in calendar apps, and I think we're due. Today's offering comes from the makers of AnyDo, that's ANY.do, which is a task organizing app that Leo and I love. We've talked about it on my other iOS show, iPad Today. It's a great show, new episodes every Thursday. So the makers of AnyDo have built a calendar app that's designed to be used in conjunction with AnyDo, working off the model that calendar events and personal tasks are both date and time driven and should coexist. So let's say that you want to add a new calendar event in Cal. That's easy. You just tap the plus sign. You enter in the relevant stuff. Inviting others is a cinch once you loop in your contact list. And I have easy access to all my friends' birthdays because I connected via Facebook, although that's optional. Cal tries to predict who you might want to loop into a new event based on keywords. For example, if I open a new event and I start typing produce, something for myself, Cal shows me all of my Facebook friends that have something like producer listed as their current job titles. This feels a little weird because for the most part, it's a random list of people I'm definitely not wanting to loop into my calendar, but I see where they're trying to go with it, kind of a predictive thing. If you want to add a new task, like something you need to do later today or tomorrow, or just something in the future, tap the task icon and then Cal will hop you over to the AnyDo app to fill in the details. This is where it really makes sense for you to use both apps, or you really wouldn't use this feature and it wouldn't make a big difference. The nice thing is both apps are free and are much more nicely designed versions of your stock calendar and your stock reminder app in iOS. This episode of i5 for the iPhone is brought to you by Gazelle. Do you want the latest iPhone, iPad, or Mac? Are you hoping to sell your Android phone because it's just the worst because Apple's going to come out with a really cool iPhone later this year? That's just what somebody who hosts i5 would say. Before you upgrade to whatever kind of device you're looking to get, make sure you sell your used phone or gadget you no longer need to Gazelle for cash. Find out how much you can get at gazelle.com today. Go to G-A-Z-E-L-L-E and find out what your item is worth. You just tell them what you've got and what the condition is in. Don't worry if the condition's a little busted up because they even buy broken iPhones and iPads. At that point, you get a risk-free offer for your gadgets that Gazelle locks in for 30 days. You get 30 days to send Gazelle those gadgets after Gazelle said, hey, you know, we owe you about $200. Then you get paid fast by check, by PayPal, or if you choose an Amazon gift card, you get an extra 5%. Go to gazelle.com now to get an offer for your iPhone, your Android smartphone, your iPad, or your other Apple products. Do it today, though, because as you know, gadgets lose value every day that you wait. Offers are good for 30 days. That gives you time to transfer data or set up your new device. And Gazelle will also wipe your data for free if you don't want the hassle. So what's that iPhone, iPad, Samsung device, or other smartphone worth? Take a minute and go to gazelle.com to find out today. Sell those used products at gazelle.com. Number four, if you're looking for a new camera/photo editing app, and who isn't, allow me to introduce you to VSCO Cam, which I actually ran across by accident because I kept seeing my friends' photos tagged VSCO Cam in my Instagram feed. And I was like, what is that? I don't understand what that is. So I decided to investigate. And sure enough, it's a free app that's definitely worth a spot in your photography app folder. So editing photos is easy. You just import or take a photo from within VSCO and start editing. You can choose from a handful of preset filters or work on things like exposure, tint, and contrast manually. Took a little getting used to the menu structure for me and finding my way around, but once I did, the app is very intuitive and it's easy to use. What I think I like most about VSCO Cam, which is, by the way, short for Visual Supply Company, is that the focus is on filters that help your photos just look better, not older or crazier or dramatically different with these like fancy schmancy filters. You will get a handful for free when you download the app itself, but browse the store for 99-cent filter packs that improve portraits or replicate the boldness of old Kodachrome film or make black and white photos pop. The Discover tab shows you tutorials for some filters and functionality and has some cool stories from pro photographers that use VSCO Cam. In a nutshell, this app is for serious iPhoneographers. I actually didn't make up that word. I've seen it on the internet before, and I think you need this app. Finally, number five. Let's talk about a crucial update to my very favorite email app called Mailbox. You guys knew that. You might remember that Mailbox was bought by cloud storage company Dropbox a few months ago, and we've now got the first big integration between the two. Now you can attach and send files within Mailbox from your Dropbox account. I absolutely love this because it gives me a better reason to use Dropbox as the place to store all the files I might need to share and send via email from any device. If I were to use the Apple Mail app, in contrast, I can't even really attach files natively. And if they're local files, then I'm limited to the device that it originates on. As a faithful Dropbox user, and I am one, file attachments via Mailbox is exactly the direction I want the app to be going in. Well, that does it for this episode of 5 apps on i5 for the iPhone. If you know somebody who has an iPhone and might really like new app tips and iOS tricks, do show them how to subscribe to the show at twit.tv/i5. They can watch on YouTube as well. Or just search for us in your favorite podcast app. Email us at i5@twit.tv. Leave us a voicemail at 614-ON-I5. Or send us a video with an app review of your own. And we will feature you. I'm Sarah Lane, and I'll see you next week right here on i5 for the iPhone.